and an instrumental number opening our program by a group from right here in the Fraser Valley. They are called The Wheat and the Barley, and they are often found playing live in various venues around the Lower Mainland and other places in BC, and they have been in the past at the BC Ukrainian Cultural Festival the first Saturday in May, and presumably they will be again this year. But the only way to find out is to go out to the festival, and I'll be giving you details of that later on. That was a number from their CD, By the Wheat and the Barley. It's called After the Battle, and the tune was Hyperska Hopak. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, над вамовну радіопередачу «Наш голос». Говорить Павліна Демакорі, дякую, що рішили підбути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host, Pavlina, in Ukrainian. And I am delighted to have you with me, whether you're tuning in on AM, FM, shortwave, online, or in flight, or time-shifting via the podcast. Welcome, Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you. Vasil Pavlovsky has an extended cultural capsule featuring the producers of a CD recorded by the students of Montreal's Andrei Sheptytsky Ukrainian School. Melak Sheket of Lviv will join us with a Ukrainian Jewish heritage, and he'll tell us about the Jewish holiday of Purim. We'll also have news from Ukraine, a proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up next from Edmonton, a group called Migrena, which means, yes, migraine headache, and their CD, Beauty is Not Contagious, and a song called Visit Yabko. Fajna, kontra dívka fajna, dejte za mliž muset. Kontra dívka fajna, kontra dívka fajna, dejte za mliž muset. Veselja, veselja, na veselji ljuden. Jak ve meni znate, jak ve meni znate, kolež moje budem. Jak ve meni znate, jak ve meni znate, kolež moje budem.
Aj ja na robotu, kaj to krov zalijem.
miss the 16th annual BC Ukrainian Cultural Festival, Saturday, May 7th in Mission. Enjoy Ukrainian dance competitions from 9 a.m. till 7 p.m. with dancers from across BC, musicians with authentic Ukrainian instruments, arts and crafts displays and demonstrations, and of course, fabulous Ukrainian food. That's the BC Ukrainian Cultural Festival, Saturday, May 7th at the Heritage Park Secondary School, 33700 Prentice Street in Mission.
Остання мить прощання, скоро від'їжджаю я. Місто спить, ми спішимо з тобою, все сказати до кінця. Все сказати, щоб не було важко за замовчані слова. Все сказати так, щоб було легко і утішилась душа. Проведи мене дорогу далеку і удачі побажай. Подивись мої засмучені очі і не говори прощай. Проведи мене дорогу далеку і удачі побажай. Подивись мої засмучені очі і не говори прощай. Вітаю я, де захід сонця, спогади всі збережу. Ти ж признач мені наступну зустріч, обіцяю, повернусь. Повернусь, коли цвітуть каштани, зможеш, то не забувай. Повернусь, коли прийде світанок, зможеш, то мене чекай. Проведи мене дорогу далеку і удачі побажай. Подивись мої засмучені очі і не говори прощай. Проведи мене дорогу далеку і удачі побажай. Подивись мої засмучені очі і не говори прощай. Проведи мене дорогу далеку і удачі побажай. Подивись мої засмучені очі і не говори прощай.
And an absolutely gorgeous singer from Montreal, that was Oksana Senku from her first CD, Priznanya, which means confession. And that song was Provede mene, which means lead me. Up next, the Cubasonics from Edmonton with a tune from their third CD, I believe it was. It's called Big Beat Music. Beat spelled B-E-E-T, of course, being Ukrainian. And an instrumental tune by the lead man on the kobza. And it is a stringed instrument. And here is Brian Cherwick and the Cubasonics now with kobza. is Melach Sheket, Executive Director of the Jewish Heritage Center in Lviv, with a perspective on Ukrainian Jewish heritage.
Purim is a holiday Jews observe in memory of an ancient victory recounted in the Book of Esther. This story had eerie parallels in Europe during the bloody 20th century. About 2,500 years ago, the Holy Temple in Jerusalem was destroyed and the Jewish people were sent away from the land of Israel to live in Babylonia. 50 years later, Babylonia was defeated by Persia. Ahasuerus was the second Persian king. He ruled the largest kingdom in the world, from Hodu, which is modern-day India, to Kush, or Africa. A new king needs a new capital, so Ahasuerus chose the city of Shushan. To celebrate, he made an extravagant feast. It lasted for 180 days. Then he made a second feast just for Shushan. The drunken king began to brag that his queen, Vashti, was the most beautiful woman in the kingdom. On the last day of the feast, he commanded her to dance before the crowd, but Vashti refused, and the king had her killed. Ahasuerus now needed a new queen, and he wanted someone even more beautiful than Vashti. His men went from house to house throughout Persia, abducting young girls and bringing them to the king. In Shushan, a Jewish orphan by the name of Hadassah lived with her uncle Mordechai, who was the leader of the Jews. When the king's men came to her house, Mordechai said, "Don't be afraid. Go with them. Don't tell them you're Jewish. Tell them your Persian name, Esther. God will watch over you." As soon as the king saw her, he chose her as his new queen. All the while, she kept her secret. One day, Mordechai happened to hear two men plotting to kill the king. He warned Esther, and the two men were caught and killed. Soon after, the king appointed Haman, the richest man in the kingdom, as his new prime minister. When Haman found out Mordechai was Jewish, he plotted to hang Mordechai and kill the entire Jewish minority in the empire. But this plot was miraculously overturned. Esther revealed Haman's plot to exterminate the Jews, including her and her uncle. The king was outraged. He ordered Haman hanged on the gallows he had prepared for Mordechai. He also allowed Mordechai and Esther to write a decree allowing the Jews to defend themselves during attacks. So on the 13th day of the month of Adar, the Jews defeated 75,000 of their enemies throughout the empire. This included Haman's 10 sons, who were hanged in Shushan. The Jewish community of Ukraine celebrates Purim by remembering the Hamans of the 20th century. Stalin and Hitler tried to annihilate the Jewish people, but they met with Haman's fate. Stalin was suddenly paralyzed on Purim 1953 and died 4 days later. As a result, nationwide pogroms against Jews throughout the Soviet Union were averted. Hitler banned and forbade the observance of Purim. Many believe it is no coincidence that on October 16, 1946, 10 Nazis were executed by hanging, and not by firing squad or electric chair. Seconds before he was hanged, one of them, known as the Beast of Franconia, called out, Purim Fest, 1946. Despite its tragic aspects, the holiday of Purim is for Jews a celebration of victory and survival. Across Ukraine today, Jews celebrate Purim, enjoying performances depicting the history of the holiday and the unity of the Jewish people, costume parties, and of course delicious traditional Jewish food, including filled cookies, called Hamantaschen. Shalom!
Thank you, Melech. For more information on the work of the Jewish Heritage Center in Lviv, visit jewishheritage.org.ua. Many thanks, Duja Diakuyu, to Radio Nezalezhnyist in Lviv for their production assistance with Melech's presentation of Ukrainian Jewish heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, Vancouver. Radio Nezalezhnyist, established in 1991, is one of Ukraine's first independent radio stations. It can be heard in Western Ukraine on 106.7 FM and at their bilingual Ukrainian-English website, www.radio-n.com. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. Blast from the past for you there. That was Peter Lamb and his orchestra from a vinyl recording made back in the 1960s, and it is called A Simulated Authentic Ukrainian Traditional Ukrainian Wedding. And so there's a little bit of an oxymoron that going on there, how you can simulate something authentic, I don't know. But I have to admit that somehow they pulled it off, because that simulation does sound very, very authentic, at least according to my memory of growing up back in the day and hearing that routinely as at Ukrainian weddings and dances in the prairies, Canadian prairies, and that was quite often weddings were the social event when you're out there in the sticks. There's not much else going on, so you do look forward to those, and that was very much the sound that you heard then. And so coming up next is something along the same lines. Now, this is a group that's been around for a long time, since it's a family, and they've been generation after generation. They're from Alberta, so still in the Canadian prairies, and very much the same sound, which they are still producing today. This is from a CD that was recorded a few years back. I'm just having a look at it. 2007, so not that long ago. It's called the Chuchul Orchestra. The tradition continues. You can find information about them on their website, which is chuchul.ca, and that is spelled chuchul.ca. Here they are now with Courting on a Sunday. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this is Culture Capsule Extended, especially for Nash Holos. For me, 3 degrees of separation has always been more the norm than 6 degrees. Connections between people in the Ukrainian community, regardless of where they are also closer to 3 or 4 degrees of separation. Like so many others in our community, I attended Ukrainian school on top of my regular public school education. But it is the connection between myself and Vira Turko-Kulitsky. I got together with Vira and her husband Yurko Kulitsky to learn a bit more about a CD they produced as a fundraiser for the Metropolitan Andriy Sheptytsky Ukrainian School of Montreal.
Мене навчила мати звичаї різні шанувати. І рідну мову, і рідний спів, і славну пам'ять прадідів.
Vasiliu, I've been teaching at Sheptytsky Ukrainian School in Montreal since 2004, teaching Spiuk. And over the years, we have 3 concerts. We have Nikolai, Deny Materi, Shevchenko. So we were building a repertoire. The children were learning more and more songs. And I spoke to Yurko about it and thought it would be nice to capture this. It would be nice to put this on CD for them, for the children, for a nice keepsake for them, for us as well, for myself to have that on CD. And we thought that it would be something that people would enjoy listening to. So it was, that was the idea to capture these voices, to capture these children, and to present it as a fundraiser also to raise money for the Ukrainska Shkola, the Ukrainian school in Montreal.
Вишиваночку, буде брату на гуляночку, як писака вишиваночка, подарунок для Богданочка, як писака вишиваночка, подарунок для Богданочка, буде вся вона у вишенька, ніби сонцем гарно вишита.
It started in about March or April of 2009, and we actually had it wrapped and ready to sell very close to Christmas at the end of 2009, end of November 2009. So there was about 7 months of work in between. We did recording in the school, so one of the challenges also would be gathering everybody in the auditorium and asking them to be quiet and trying to record the voices as best as we can. But again, when you are dealing with children, it's hard sometimes to get them to all, you know, to be quiet, to start on cue. So there were challenges there.
Вже вакації вітаю сонечком над світом. Проходіть, зустрічаюсь. Радісно привіт!
To all generations, because there are children, there's the preschoolers that are, their parents say, we play it in the car all the time. They love listening to the songs. And also I had comments from the Jinke were making Varenike at one of the churches, and they were playing the CD all afternoon and singing along, because, you know, a lot of these songs are songs that, you know, people grew up with as well, you know, and so they apparently were, you know, Lipele Varenike, they were making Varenike and they were singing along to the CD. In harmony, there's a challenge there for them to keep their notes, to hold their key. It's funny because even with the boys, and you know, sometimes boys with singing, they're a little bit reluctant, but they like the challenge. So they got into it too. So it was nice to see that there was a lot of enthusiasm.
Нам живи, а ти її Господь.
Usmichnesha Sonechko. It's written phonetically as well, and it's a nice, cheerful picture of the sun smiling and musical notes. And on the flip side, it's a picture of a nice big group of children, all happy, all are singers on the back cover. All of the Ukrainian school, we would say there were about 50 children. And we have Christmas, we have the tribute to mothers for Mother's Day, summer, winter, it's
Tereshchenko
as well. So there's a nice variety of material, of songs, 14 songs. And I'd also like to just say that I'm sure, Vasiliu, because we went to Ukrainian school in Lachine together, and you did mention that one of the tributes is to Pani Moroz, the title of our CD, Usmichnesha Sonechko, and one of the songs is something that we sang together, you and I, with Pani Moroz, a bit of a different twist. We gave it a more 2010 kind of, you know, beat to it, but certainly it's still there, and it's nice to include that as well.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you, Vasiliu.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured the CD Usmichnesya Sonechko fundraiser CD of the Metropolitan Andrei Sheptytsky Ukrainian School in Montreal.
Українець я маленький, Україна край рідненький, вірні синя свого роду, українського народу.
I could not resist playing one more tune for you from that wonderful CD. Those kids are adorable and they can really sing. And that is, again, from the CD Usmichnesia Sonichko. You can find it at yevshan.com, or you can drop me a note, producer@nashholos.com, and I'll get you in touch with the right people. Next up is the news here on Nashholos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nashholos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Hello and welcome to Ukrainian News Outlook for the week ending April 1st. I'm Keith Parent. The headlines: Ukrainian president on Asian tour, modernizing Ukraine's energy sector, Ukraine and European Union seek to sign trade deal, and Mansound on tour in Taiwan. From March 25th to the 31st, Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych was on a three-nation Asian tour. The state visits to Singapore, Brunei, and Vietnam were to promote Ukraine's potential in the region and to negotiate and develop cooperation in areas of trade, education, science, and technology. While meeting businessmen in Brunei, the president said he hoped they can sign deals and development projects for the two countries. In Singapore, the deals were focused on military technology and scientific cooperation. Cindy Liu in Singapore has the details from his trip to the city-state.
This morning, President Viktor Yanukovych was at the Astana for an official welcome ceremony. There, he called on President S.R. Navin, who is hosting a state banquet in the evening for the Ukrainian leader. President Yanukovych also met Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong and was hosted to lunch by Senior Minister Goh Chok Tong. He visited HDB Hub and the Singapore Power Ayer Rajah Control Center and will address the Singapore-Ukraine Business Forum tomorrow.
Since the near-nuclear disaster in Fukushima, Japan, after the 9.0 earthquake and tsunami on March 11th, countries have been looking at alternative ways to generate energy. Ukraine's main focus has been on how to modernize its energy sector, which lags behind its neighbors, Russia and Georgia. The use of old Soviet technology means that 80% of the energy generated in Ukraine is wasted. The government is also looking at ways to find investment and how to privatize the sector. Alexander Malakolop has the details.
In spite of its significant potential for both production and export, Ukraine has not yet developed a dynamic energy market as those found in neighboring countries. And although the state has one of the most energy-intensive economies in the world, it is still lagging behind Russia and Georgia.
Sectoral reforms in those countries regarding the privatization and a new market model are complete. We can see investment there and a stabilized situation as a result.
Natural gas is by far the most important energy source in Ukraine, followed by coal, nuclear and oil. Ukraine's strategic geographic location has helped the country benefit extensively from trade between the East and Western Europe. And more than 80% of Russian gas supplies to Europe pass through Ukraine via pipelines. However, there are big concerns about the future of Ukraine's energy sector.
To save the energy system, the government needs to invest heavily in the sector. Moreover, energy efficiency is a must.
About a third of Ukraine's electricity is wasted because its energy facilities are outdated. Experts say there is a lot to be done in that respect, while the regulatory system needs to be restructured and simplified. Many believe practical measures in the areas of energy efficiency and tariffs are long overdue. However, there are some financial and technological hurdles to consider if the government moves to undertake new projects. So the government is keen to encourage foreign investment in the energy sector.
Tens of millions of dollars are needed. The government is working on the new target program.
The energy sector faces some unclear prospects, and with the government playing a central role in owning and managing energy assets, competition has suffered markedly.
We have already come up with a concept for the new market model. However, we do not need compromised decisions, so two articles are to be improved.
Early in February, Ukraine obtained full membership of the European Energy Community. Given the country's strategic location, the accession is expected to ensure energy security for Europe. However, to meet European standards amid growing energy demands at home, Ukraine will need to embark on an ambitious restructuring project. Both experts and authorities say the modernization program is a must for the Ukrainian energy industry. They believe this goal should be reached by 2015 if the industry is to survive. Oleksandra Molоткова, Kyiv.
Ukraine is ready to seek a compromise to resolve problems on drafting by this summer an agreement on the creation of a free trade area with the European Union. Ukraine's first deputy prime minister and minister of economic development and trade announced this in Brussels at a meeting he held with the EU commissioner for enlargement and European neighbor policy, Stefan Füll. The sides discussed preparations for the next round of talks on the creation of a deep and comprehensive trade area, which will be held in Brussels April 4th to 8th. They also reaffirmed their common desire to complete the negotiations this year. And finally,
I can remember the rain in December, the leaves all brown on the ground. In Spain, I did grown and adore you. Tonight, we will show where our yesterday is. And tomorrow, we'll bring you near me.
International act Mansound, the six-member group from Ukraine that was established in 1994, was on a three-city tour of Taiwan with eight concerts from March 25th to the 31st. They came to Taiwan for the annual Spring Vocal Festival. Sold-out shows in Taipei and Taiyuan have already led organizers of the festival to invite them back later this year for a series of six concerts over the summer that will take place at the National Theater in August. And that was Ukrainian News Outlook for the week ending April 1st. I'm Keith Parent.
Oh,
And from Winnipeg, the all-girl polka band, The Female Beat, from their first CD, And the Beat Goes On, that was Latin Afternoon. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening in Vancouver at 6 p.m. AM 1320 on the radio dial and streaming online at am1320.com. The internationally syndicated edition airs on the PCJ Radio Network on shortwave, AM and FM in over 28 countries and every weekend on PCJ Internet Radio, and that is at pcjmedia.com, as well in-flight on China Airlines International. The podcast for the Vancouver edition can be found at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, and the international PCJ radio edition at pcjmedia.com. And both editions are available on iTunes. Наже ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Ліпше з мудрим посваритись, чим з дурним дружитись. And our proverb of the week translates as, it is better to quarrel with an intelligent person than to be friends with a fool. Well, that just about wraps up our program. So to take us to the end, the Canadian Rhythm Masters from Winnipeg and the Great Plains Kolomeka. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, до побачення.